E vamos também.
Handling in Taisvis, Taisvis asked the Kasha. What was Taisvis Kasha? An issue that was Nida B'Shas Nefila, and she became Ois Nida after it, will be Nesra. Azev is the aloche that if a person, a lady was Achis Ishtoi, and she became Ois Achis Ishtoi, we say, Kevin She Nesra Shoachas Nesra Ilom. So the issue that was a nido and became ois nido also will say nesro. Velei shomanu. He said, the geboit is velei shomanu. We never found it. We have to find out if the issue was a nido b'shas de nefila. Velei shomanu that the issue b'shas de nefila. And avad, if she becomes nido, she's also lo'ilam. Velei shomanu. This is Taisis Kasha. Velei shomanu. So many Taisis Kasha is that every issue b'shas de nefila, she was a nido. And maybe she can do Yibum even later. And of them was two terutzim. The first terutz of Teis was Sinishkan Erve, Leidomi Lachis Isho, Bemele, or the Misvore, we said it's not the same, or that it's not a Yalfuso, or Leidomi Lachis Isho. That's the terutz, Leidomi Lachis Isho. The second terutz of Teis was, no, Nesro is not a Bazundere Aloche, like I taught in the first terutz. No, was. Nesro is Giboit of Darchi Noyam. The Yesod of Nesro is Giboit of Darchi Noyam. And while the Yesod of Nesro is Giboit of Darchi Noyam, by a Nido is no problem of Darchi Noyam. Why by a Nido is no problem of Darchi Noyam? Because Lebailo Gam gets Richo Lehamtin. So it's not so bad. So maybe it's in Ishtok and Nesro. So maybe Be'etzam we have your two Terutzim, Be'ikar Adov. Then the first Terutz learns Nesro is a Aloch. Aloch efu Nesro, Aloch el Moshe Mesinai, Kabole Oysa Beyodom, Yalfuse, Nesro is a Aloch. Why Nesro doesn't pass in the Nida? Zog the first Terutzim, Sinishken Erve. Maybe the Svora doesn't apply, the Yalfuse doesn't apply, Sinishken Erve. Second Terutz says, no, Echob Ander a Terutz. You know why there's no Nesro in Nida? The whole Nesro is Giboit as Sinishken Noya, it's not nice. But in Nida, it's not so bad, you can wait. Lebailo Namit Zicho Lehamdi. That's the second Terutz of Taisvus. And we shtelt that lechure, what is the avona in Taisvitz? That the avona in Taisvitz is that the yisayid of Nesro, we had a chkira, if Nesro is a svore, the hainu, be'etzem is a reason for zika, is a reason for yibum, aber sinishke noyam. Although the svore of darche noyam is a raye, how to learn yevomo yovo yoleo, that b'shas misa keoma. So we said, al kochuch Taisvitz learns like the first pshat. Not that it's a raya, it's a siba, like this we started. Because we said, what is Taisvitz's answer? That benida is yod darchi noyam. If the yesed of darchi noyam was a yalfuse, that was state in Teiro, yevomo yovo yoleo b'shas misa keomal, as they uptage the posuk, yevomo yovo yoleo. So you write that benida is not so bad, she waits. Aber yevomo yovo yoleo b'shas misa keomal. And now it's too late. So with Al-Kochuch, the longest of the terrors of Taisvitz was that darchi noyam is a svor. First terrors of darchi noyam is a aloch. Stam aloch, or the kishach darchi noyam. So the second terrors is darchi noyam, and darchi noyam is a svor. Meaning in the case that it's yon noyam, it's no nesro. And for the same reason, Taisvitz had a kasha on himself. Veloy mitche me'ay beise, if it's mu yevomim, so even if she's a achos isho, why the Gemara in the Flamet says that it's nesro? It's weiter no chison of darchi noyam. She anyway can't get married. It's like, Taisvitz, yeah, but for that's not Darchi Noyam, because ain't the Darchi Noyam, she tipoter, she tizokik, because she nifter roi menu. But if Darchi Noyam is a aloche, the kasha doesn't start. What is the kasha? If Darchi Noyam is a aloche, there's no kasha. Darchi Noyam says that the b'shas and the fila, the zika is there. Later the zika doesn't come back. So even if she's also to the other, even if she's looking to the other brothers, but for me she was part of b'shas nefila. So what is Taisvitz kasha v'imteima v'afilu b'lei mitchem ma'ay beise? So this was when we asked it yesterday, the avon ha'pshuta with Rebbe Chanan learned, that the yisoid is that be'etzem zika is the reason the whole time to fall. There's no pasuk and there's no svara to stop the zika. She's not a yavam in the beginning. She's a yavam later. She has kid later. Every time there's a reason later to have a nefila, but anything you do yibul. What stops it? Dalchi noyam stops it. It's nish noyam. It's nish noyam. But when it's noyam, it could come back. By nida, it's noyam. Bila itchem ha'abeisa, l'chur it's noyam. So k'teis is no. Even bila itchem ha'abeisa, it's not noyam. She'ein zu dalchi noyam, she'tafso v'tizoke, l'zeh she'nifter ha'emet. And on this we had two kashas. One kasha we asked in Rebbe Elchanan, if be'etzem the zika could come back every time, she said, doesn't come back because it's not noyam, so what's with nefila shniyah? L'chur it's a new ischachas. It doesn't look bad that the zika will come back. Why be nefila shniyah? There's no zika. And we answered what we answered. Chkenish tach answered the vikuchim. But that's the given the shayla. Why be nefila shniyah? There's no chison of dalchi noyam. One kasha. The second kasha we brought down us is nisht emes. You can't say that it's a svara dalchi noyam. That be'etzem zika has to come back. She says, it's not noyam, so it stops to come back. And when it is noyam, it comes back. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, I'm the new Rabbi Kiva Eger, so Rabbi Yudzayin, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Avad Darki Noyam has to be a pshat in the pasuk. That Yivom Yovo Yoleo, Bishas Misi Ka'oma. But stop to say that Be'etzem Zik is the whole time. If it's not Noyam, it doesn't come back. Noyam doesn't change the Torah. And we brought down Azeiz Mashman, the Sugya Pizayin, Mesim Kechayim. So we said, Al Kolchoch, everyone learns Darki Noyam is a pshat in the pasuk. So if everyone learns Darki Noyam is a pshat in the pasuk, and what is the pshat in the pasuk? The Zikah comes in the beginning, Yivama Yovo Yaleo. Bishas Misi Ka'oma. If there's a Zika in the beginning, the Zika comes. If there's no Zika in the beginning, the Zika doesn't come. Those are the Yisoy. Mele, Benefila Shniyah is no Kasha, Trabal Cholam's Kasha. The Chidush of Darchi Noyam is uptaiching Yivama Yovo Yaleo. Zay Shtey De Meir Yedaf Lamed. What is the Pshat in Yivama Yovo Yaleo? Bishas Misi Ka'oma. The Zika doesn't come back later. But not because we measure it every time. Yon Noyam, Nish Noyam. Now we get to us. Darchi Noyam, like Darchi Noyam told us, how to burn a person b'sreifa, we're not sure if the Torah means red fire, or the Torah means to make something hot and pour in his mouth. Chenek also, Saif also the Gemara declares, how you chop it, the Gemara, when it's at the koifitz, you just start to cut him up. The same thing, Adasim. We don't know what is Adasim. We know what is Adasim. And no one will say, no, if now, if I can't, by him, Adasim, I saw one of the Paiskim, Nishka Paiskim, if someone has allergies to Adasim, so for him, by him, that Kinoyam is the Tzveite, well, so he will switch. If the Esam and Teir Shteh, it's Adasim, Shteh, and Afetz of it. Now, the Kinoyam says, this cuts the hands. By him, Adasim. So he said, no, Miguel, if you heard Klal Yisrael, Mishka, Kasha, Bichlal. I mean, you don't measure yourself. Dachinayim is not a din on you to measure what says Dachinayim, what says Yishkin Dachinayim. Dachinayim, Chazal teach us how you learn the Pesukim. That's not the more poshut. I'm Kiveger, even at the beginning of Kiveger, I can learn Nishtazay. But Cholot, I can learn Nishtazay. You have to know when yes or when not. But that's the Dvorim Pshutim, that does is Dachinayim. And now that we know that this is Dachinayim, so we know that the Tzuras Advorim, and this is the way we're learning Yevomes, that Zike Bishas Misike Omar. Yevomo Yovo Yoleo Bishas Misike Omar. Bishas the Nefila, the Zike comes. And then is the time for the zika, and not later. And b'meile b'nefila shniya is no zika. B'meile if a lady is nesel b'nefila rishoyna, she's poshut, she can't do yibum b'nefila shniya, and you can't tell me now it's noyam. Now it's noyam. But b'shas misa, Darchi Noyam was melametos b'shas misa kerama. This is poshut even in Tesis. Know what? The kasha is, but we had two reasons that the achronim wanted to say that Darchi Noyam is not a hesber in the posuk, that Darchi Noyam is a siva. And the two reasons were the two questions that we asked. They says, after he was mechadish, the first teretz he learned that Nesr is no shaykhis to Darchi Noyam. It's not like Yalfus HaLochel Meshem Sinai, we learn that. But he was mechadish that Nesr is mitzad Darchi Noyam. Even the Gemara said it in Pezayin, on Mesim Kechayim, all the sugis of Nesr is geboit of Darchi Noyam. They says, the first thing, before he answered our sugya, he came with a kasha. So why the Gemara says below itchem hai beise? When it's five brothers and one of them is achis isha, and then it's ois achis isha, he can't do yibum because came in shenesro shachas nesro elamis. But anyway, she was not muter lashuk. She was waiting for the other four brothers to do yibum. So it's no chisson if noyam. It's not like she was muter and she's also. This is also not noyam. She felt this person is off. Now he's on. It's also not noyam. The shayla is what is this kasha bichlal? If darchin noyam was melamedos. As was in the pshat in the zik yevamu yavo yaleo. The zik has to start at the beginning. Yevamu yavo yaleo b'shas misa ke'oma.
But Rishas missing over. If she's a Yavama in the beginning, she's a Yavama. And if she's not a Yavama, she's not a Yavama. So you're right, it's nice. It's nice talking. Aber Vata Chinoyam Toros, the Geder of Yavama Yavayaleh, Lechua doesn't switch between the cases. If it doesn't switch between the cases, so what was Tesis Kasha and himself? For like Tesis, Chob HaKasha, Chob HaKasha and myself, if I'm saying that Nesro is Gibayit Adar Chinoyam, I have a case that it's Noyam. When it's five brothers around, and she's a Nesro, and then she's Mutter, why she can't do Yibum? It's not so bad she will do Yibum. You're right, it's not so bad she will do Yibum. But the Chinoyam was Melamed, also she's out of the Parsha. And because this Kasha Be'etzim was the reason that we developed, learned, and tasted the Sassibu. So this Kasha, Reb Ruben already is Melamed, that's not a Zashtarki Kasha. This Kasha is not a Zashtarki Kasha. Why? Because you could say like this, Yavama Yavar Aleh is Mechadesh, that the Zika starts with Shas Nefila. You can't be Mechadesh a Zika later. This lady, her Zika starts with Shas Nefila. There's four brothers around. The Zika starts. She has a Zika now. But Shas Nefila, she has a Zika. She has a Zika to the other brothers. So Lui Yitzir, it will be Noyam, I would say that Achenayam told me, Zika has to start at the beginning. If it didn't start at all, it doesn't start. But if it starts by some, it could start by everyone. I would optage, Dachinan tells me how to optage a pasuk. So if Luyatsuya it's Noyam to Mechadish with his other brothers, and she's out and then she's in, is Nochison and Noyam, so we would not have a problem. We'll say like this, Dachinan didn't tell me to learn that Zika's Mamish, no way, only starts at the beginning. Zika has to start right away. A lady that is, doesn't start at the beginning doesn't start later. But if she starts, even if she starts with a part, she could carry on. For sure, now that it's not Noyam, so the Kenoyam will tell me, or it starts or it doesn't. But Lu Yitzir, it's Noyam, the Noyam will uptouch, the person doesn't say how the Zika starts. Yivam Yavayaleh. Has to start to be a Yivam. So the Kenoyam tells me how to uptouch the person. So Lu Yitzir, I have a Yechatim. So I'll uptouch the person because that's an Ishtazay Shvel. The Kasha is, Abba Vasmit Nideh. Taisa's answer is why is no chisol is dar chinoyam neither? Because it's nice to her husband. She's also waiting. Dar chinoyam was melamed that zikah has to start right away. What is the pshat in Taisa's starts? So if we learn siba, Taisa's is givaldik. But this lady, it's nice that starts later. Was never aloch it can't start later. Dar chinoyam only said if it's not nice, don't start. But it's nice, I start. But if dar chinoyam was melamed that zikah only starts b'shas nefila, vas mit nida? Vas mit nida? The teretz is azay. And I want to be madgish this teretz because we have to know the teretz not only to answer this shaila. If we learn good the tasteless, we have to know the teretz on this shaila. Now, mazbe to you why. I want to ask you a shaila. Lu Yitzuya is no aloch ev neso. We know aloch ev neso. Meaning, if a lady dies and she has kids, there's no yibum. Even if they die later, too late, nesro. She's a erve. The erve stops. The achisisha dies. Nesro shoachas, nesro ilomis. We know the aloha. She's a tzoras erve. The erve dies. Nesro shoachas, nesro ilomis. Lu Yitzuya, we cancel the aloha of nesro. There's no aloha of nesro. So what happens? A yavama, her husband dies, and he has five kids. The lady's allowed to get married to who they want. Then the kids die. She becomes back to Yavama. On Nesel. What will happen then? Rashi said she'll have to have Chalitza. The Rishonim said she will have to leave the new husband, go back to the old, to the brothers. A lady was Achris Isha. Husband died. I'm an Erve. She could do what she wants. Then the Erve dies. She has to go back to Yibu, order to get a Chalitza. Right? So little Tzur is no Nesel. So what is the Aloha Lamai say? She does what she wants. And when the Nesel goes away, she's a Yavama. Although she does chalitza, although she does yibum, she has to find what to do. Maskim? Now I want to ask you. Neither. Lu Yitzir is no nesro. I'm sorry, Laloch is no nesro. But Lu Yitzir is no nesro. So, by the time she's a nida, she's also to do yibum. She's chai v'krisis. So, in the time that she's nida, she can marry who she wants. It's a shayla if kiddushin teisim b'yavam al hashuk or not. It's not a number, ain't kiddushin teisim b'yavam al hashuk. She could marry who she wants or not. What? Why not? I'm asking. The husband dies, she's a nido gmuro. Now she's not a yibama, she can't do yibum.
Chavilav sheyesh bekores. No nesel. When she is oif nida, she goes back to the family. Now when she's a nida, she could marry someone else? What? She could marry someone else? What? Yeah, no, I meant to say. Achois isho, I want to be masked. I want to matter. It's a very big thing in the kuda. I'm asking. Let me be masked. A husband dies and he has 5 kids. And he has a wife. So you don't do yibum, right? So she comes to Beis Din. I have to do something? I thought you could marry who you want. The day after it, all the 5 dies. Beis Din call her. Now you're your mama. We don't nestle, so we leave her out. But out nestle, we call her back in. Right? But out nestle, what would happen? It's like, Rashi, she needs chalitza now. Rashi pizayin amud beis. But out nestle, Rashi calls it achinah, and Tesis says that everything is the same. She's an erva, she's a chois isha. The husband dies. The tzora says to the family, you're tzora selva, you can't be evil. So everyone gets married. The erva dies. But out nestle, everyone back in. Nido, Taka doesn't have nestle. So the time that she's a nida, she's allowed to go out for these 2 weeks. She knows soon she'll start to be a nida. But now she's a nida. She wants to make a kiddushin. What? If she's a yavama, any kiddushin takes a yavama lashuk. So I'm asking, you want to say that she's chal? What? Mitzvah l'chush, she's not a yavama, so you want to say mepash she'll be chal? This is bashkaf harishoyin. Is mefurash and tesis mishnah that she has to wait. She can't get married these 2 weeks. Russian Tesis, that is no chisson of Darkinem that she has to wait, because Lebaila Namit Sichol Amtir. Why she has to wait? Shteit in Tesis that she has to wait. Why she has to wait? What? I'll be mechiachet. She has to wait. Why she has to wait? While she knows that it's going off in 2 weeks, she has to wait. You're asking a good kasha, maybe, but I'll explain to you soon the difference. I'll bring you a raya that I'm right. I mean, I don't know why none of the achronim bring this raya, even that everyone is masking that she has to wait. I'll bring you a raya, all of you learning, hopefully, the fourth parrot, yeah? Mu'uberes lefirei shlokish, as no yibum and no chalitza. Right? Chalitza is mu'uberes lo yishmu chalitza, bias mu'uberes lo yishmu bio, and a vlad peter ashayitza lavir oilom. The vlad is garnished. So the Vashi can't do Yibum. She's allowed to do what she wants, or she has to wait? Why she has to wait? What's the topic? Lefi Reish Lokish, if the Vlad is Bar Kayomo, is Eino Poiter HaShiyetze Lavi Roilom. If he's not Bar Kayomo, Lefi Reish Lokish is also, you can't do Chalitza, B'teras Vada, and not B'teras Sofek. Lefi Reish Lokish, Chalitza is Mubeles, Lo Yishmo Chalitza, V'Bias Mubeles, Lo Yishmo Bia. So why she waits? What? You have a mu'uberes, she didn't do chalitza, she didn't do beer. Why she's not allowed to get married? She's a yevama, she has to wait for yibum. Mu'uberes is not the rabbon, mu'uberes is the rice. Mu'uberes cannot... No taste. Glemir is no taste. Mu'uberes can do chalitza? I'm asking, mu'uberes can do chalitza? Mu'uberes can do chalitza? Avadanish. The Shlokish holds, chalitza's mu'uberes lo yishmo chalitza. Bia's mu'uberes lo yishmo bia. Even if Vlad is live bar kayom. So why she can't get married? What? So what she's waiting? What Ayna Lov is? So what Ayna Lov says? Ayna Lov only says that if Vlad is not poita. I'm asking, the Vlad says that it's not poita. So why she can't get married? The teretz is, I'll tell you what is the teretz. She has a zikah for tomorrow. Taisa said that there's no ishasach. She has a zikah for tomorrow. Not misafik. I'm not a minute. While it's posher that the mu'uberes will... Tomorrow will be Zoku. And the side of the Vlad is Lebar Kayom. And the side of the Vlad is Lebar Kayom, she will not be Zoku. And the side of the Vlad is Lebar Kayom, she will be Zoku tomorrow. So now she has to wait for tomorrow. Even now for sure she can't do it. What's happened? Now she can't do it. Even so, she's zokuk for tomorrow. I'll leave my answer. It's poshto. The Teretz is because she has a zikah for tomorrow. Nido, val every lady, biyodo letayr, zokuk tchum esad Hashem. So she's zokuk for tomorrow. Even if lo yetzir is no nesro, so every lady tomorrow comes back, right? Lo yetzir is no nesro. Every lady comes back tomorrow. Then when the kids die, she comes back to the parsha. Now if Isha dies, she comes back to the parsha. Nido, if would be no Nesro, she would also come back to the parsha. Tak is no Nesro. But there's one difference. The other two don't have to wait, because they're not oimed to come later to the parsha. Nido, while she's oimed to come later to the parsha, she has to wait. And not only that, it doesn't allow her to buy, as they state in thesis. She tzricha lehamtin lebailo. She has to wait. As they said in Texas, she has to wait. What? Why is Zika today? She says she's Achshesh Bakoris. Texas wanted that will be Nesro. Texas wanted that now she'll be out, and she's so out that she'll be out forever. So Texas, no, it's no problem that she comes back later. But why she'll be out now? Tesis wants that the Nida will be out. What is Tesis Kasha? Zayn Nesro, not Lamoshal, if you're she'll be Erva, she'll Potom Michalitza, she'll Pater Tzoro. Tesis wants that the Nida to be out completely. So Tesis, once more, is no Nesro, but Sinishkin Arias. Second Tesis is Darchinoyam. She could come back tomorrow. There's no problem, she'll come back tomorrow. It's Darchinoyam that she'll come back tomorrow. It's Darchinoyam that she'll come back tomorrow. But if you decide that was not Darchinoyam. The Fidat said there's no problem with Nesro. Luyutsu is no chisoron of Nesro. So what happens? So tomorrow she comes back. They say this is mechadesh that Benita is never a problem with Nesro, so she comes back. Now, till the time that she comes back. So Nido, after that we said it's noyam that she comes back. All of the arise, it's not nice that they come back. I hear it's nice that she comes back. Oh, but till she comes back, in the meantime she's allowed to go, she didn't taste this klo mishnazay. She has to wait. Why she has to wait? Now she's a helmet. The Teretz says, while she's a medes letayer, she's kuka for later. Zot Reb Nochem, and over poshut as mevurdo in Teisves, that the nido is zokuk for the time later. Even if he decided before Teisves knew the Teretz of Nesro, for later she's zokuk. Now she's out. So Teisves as the kasha, she's out for a while, or she's out forever. Obe lemaise and the tzad that is no Nesro, she will not be mutter to get married a while. She will be zokuk to later. She will be zokuk to later. Why? Because oimedes letayer veoimedes litvoyer, b'meile she zokuk for the shpeta dike zayt. As there is mevuer in Teisus with two double poshen. If this anocha is poshen, and this anocha is emes, b'meile we have a poshen teretz. Avade darchinoyam is not a sibo, is a reason, is a raya, how to learn the posuk. That zike is b'shas nefile. But even so, and neither, even if zike is b'shas nefile, it's not a stire that neither will be zokuk later. Because she's zokuk from now to later. As every mu'uberes, I will ask you a kasha, we know that zike starts b'shas nefile, so how mu'uberes take zokuk for shpeter? The Torah says, while she's oimed for later, there's no stire that the zike will be for later. While she's oimed for shpeter, she could have a zikah for shpeter. So if it's not noyam, if Nida would not be noyam to come back later, so the chenoyam will teach me that the zikah has to start now, I don't mamish now. And if it's not lemaisa zikah now, sinishke noyam. And the yavam 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 achshav. If it's not yavam 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 achshav, sinish. But after we say no, sinoyam to wait a little bit for the husband, so Nida could have a zikah for shpeter. And it's not a stira, because it's not a pshat that the zika is mischadish later. The zika is now for the shpetel dike tzayt. And it's pashat as ele maise, and saying it's not only ha'avone, it's not like if they have ma'amakeim is zika sefer, or el teire, he brings down that he heard from someone. But I meant for Reb Nochem, this is the shtetish kenen ksovim, he brings it down on this kasha, like if you want to see it inside, ktsore, like he ashrived the ganze world. Rabban Kotler also was marich in this world. And I'm saying, they said lemaise. That when you have alamol the aloche is ein kiddushin teisim b'yivom el ashuk. We know that's an aloche. Ein kiddushin teisim b'yivom el ashuk. Machlekes. She's a nida. Avada, in Kiddushin Tevsim, no one will say that at the time she's Nida, she's Taki Nifka, and later she will come back. Avada Nishtazim. Now, one more Sofe on the space first, before we go weiter, is a starke Kasha that Reb Nochem gefragt. Why is it the Kasha where Reb Chaim Moizer and Achiezer asks the Kasha? Tesis asks the Kasha that Nida will be Nesla. But that's his Tesis Kasha. Let Nida to be Nesla. The first Teretz is she's not an Erve, the male has no Nesla. And the first Teretz learns Nesla is a Psalombis. So Tesis, Nida is not an Erve, Bemele, she's not a Nesra. Nida's not a Elva, Bemele, she's not a Nesra. Bemele in Baal Ukonu, she's not a Elva. She's taking the Avon, taking Baal Ukonu, she's taking the Parsha. Also, right, the Etzim Zach, that the Vaisa she's Kuka, that the Yevon in Baal Ukonu. Second Teret says, no. You know, it's a good Kasha, taking, why is no Nesra? Well, I have a different Teret. It's no Chisson, no Chinoyam. The Baal Ukonu, it's Rikol Amtin. Doesn't make a difference now, what is the Hezma? Fragt Reb Chaim Moizer, fragt Reb Nochem. So the second Teretz doesn't hold from the first Teretz. He holds that Nida is Mamish Erve. Because if he holds that Nida is not a Erve, he could have said the first Teretz. So why the second Teretz doesn't want to say the first Teretz? Weiss Dois, he holds that Nida is a Erve. Because if Nida is not a Erve, the Kasha doesn't start. If he holds that it's a Erve, so why Takim Baal Ukonu? Stake a Kasha, why in Baal Ukonu? So Chayelbe, Taisus bought a ride that it's not a Elbe. This is the reason in Baal Ukonu. So the second Teret, no, we had a Kasha Nesra. The first Malach Lui Nesra is a Londes. Zokter, Baal is Nishkin Elbe, so Bichlal Nishkin Kasha. So Teret, I hold really it's a Elbe. They have a different Teret. Dochei Adachin Noyam, it's not a problem. It's not a Chesiba, a reason. It's Noyam, it's Noyam, it can come back. But you hold it to Elbe. You didn't want to say the first Teret. So why in Baal Ukonu? So what is the Teretz? No, he also is masking that it's not a Erve. If it's not a Erve, he's holding a Teretz. What's the second Teretz? Azei lama nataisvus. Azei lama nataisvus. If you hold from the first Teretz, you don't have to say a second Teretz. It has to be that you don't like something about the first Teretz. What you don't like about the first Teretz? That it's Erve. No, so why taking Baal Ukonu? I'll call you masking to the first Teretz. If you mask, why is the second Teretz? I'm always like, Zok Choshboinetz. Zog Reb Nochem, Mosek Midvash. Mosek Midvash. That's a kind of awful Reb Nochem. Zog Reb Nochem Azeh, it isn't safe. Zog Reb Nochem Azeh. It's Azeh good. Zog Reb Nochem. The first, second Teretz, Avadeh is masking with the first Teretz. That's in Nishken Erve. That's the reason in Baal Ukonu. So why he has to say second Teretz? If it's not Erve, it's no Nesho. Zog Reb Azeh. The first Kasha was, what was Tesis Kasha? Zay Nesho, Psalondes, Nesho. She was out, she's out. She's out once, she's out forever. That's the kasha. And for Tesis, you're only out if you're Erve. We explain it, because then she's Mufka, not like Yom Kippur. Then you dash it from the Pasuk, then you're out. But if you're not an Erve, you're not out. Shaina Teretz. Zog the second Teretz, I hold that Nesro is not a Svor. I hold, why is Nesro? Because it's not Noyam. It's not nice. So neither, even if she's not Erve, but it's not nice that later she will be a Zakuk Leibum. So she has to be Nesra Mitzad Archinoyam. No. The first Teretz learned that what is Nesra? Alumnus. If you're out, you're out. Frek the first Teretz, if I hold Nesra is Nesra, so why Erve? Was mit Erve? Was mit Nida? So the Nida is not an Erve, she's not out. That's the first Teretz. She's not out, she's in. Say it. Now that we know that she's in, Bemele, no kasha. It's like the second Teretz, I'm asking that she's not Erve. And Bemele, she's in. But I learn why Nesro is also. Because it's not Noyam. So she's not out Bechefze. But the Maisa, she was out, the Maisa, she couldn't do it the first day. And now she's doing it. It's not nice. Told her yes, now you told her no. It's not nice. So Nishke Dach Enoyam. Dainu, if Nesro is Giboit Aflondes, out, you're out. So the first Teretz, Nida's not out. She's not keeper, she's not out. But the second Teretz says, I'm asking for this love, this that Nida is not an Erve, but maybe she's not out Bechefze, but the Yevon in Baal Ukonu. But I have a different Kashe. I learned that what is Nesro? If it's not Noyam, it's not nice to tell someone no, and then yes, and then no, it's not nice. So Nafkimina, if you tell him no, because it's Bechefze, or it's Begabre, the man said, this lady felt for 2 weeks she's out, now she feels she's in, it's not nice. And for Teretz, it's nice because she waits for her husband also. That's the Teretz of Teretz. Nein, sagt Teisus, sagt Reb Nochem, weil das Tachmot. The first Teres that learns Nesr is a Svore. He's not learning his Tachi Noyam. He learns Aloch in the Meshim Sinai al Fuse. Fragt er, Nida is also Nesro. And for the Belondes. Nida is not Bechefze, but Melis is Nishke Nesro. He's, Lefi the Kashi is answering. The Kashi is given, Zayn do Nesro, she's out. When a lady is out, we know she doesn't come back in. The Teres says, you're right. Oh, but Nida is not out. It's technical. Yom Kippur. She's not out. So the Dome Lach Yisisha. Shein Eteretz. Now, the second answer is I'm asking. To the Solomdes, I'm asking. And everything what you came out with, Boal Ukonu Lefidem, I'm asking. But, I have a different problem. I learned that Nesro is not Solomdes, she's out, she's in. I learned that Chinoyam says, especially if it's a Siba, even if it's a Raim, but Chinoyam says, it's not nice, yes, no, it's not nice. You're messing the person around, it's not nice. You tell him that he's a Potu, he's Potu. Remele, Val Nida heard that she's Potu. Now she's telling you she's Chayim. Nishay? And the thing is, Yoshay. That's the husband she also waits. No, he's son of Chinoyam. So Samot Nezach. The Teret of Chinoyam was the reason for the Shaila with the reason of the Teret. The second Teret is Mechalish Dar Chinoyam. And because he's Mechalish the second Teret, he holds like that, he can't say the first Teret.
What is that?
Not nice. Lama Zahra first, it's not nice. Thomas, a Siba. Even if it's a raya, something that is not nice teaches me how to learn the Pasuk. So if it's not nice, I will learn that even a lady that is out for different reasons, also the Yibum doesn't come on her.
The first one
learns that it's not a drosha. It's a svorim misechel ayosho. If you're out, you're out. We said we don't learn it out from Dachinoyam. Like Rashi, Lamed and the Pezayin are two different sugyas. Dachinoyam is a svorim. And that svorim we say only if you're out bechefze. If you're not out bechefze, we don't say chisal of Dachinoyam. And we don't say Nesro. The whole reason of Nesro is a svor of the lady that's out doesn't come back. And for Tesis, if she's not an Elva, she's not out. A glatt svor. Second Teres learns Nesro is a Dachinoyam svor. It's not nice to be Potter and Mutter. So Nida also is not nice.
She's added a passion also.
But maybe Dachinoyam, Odom of Dachinoyam, she'll be out. This is Tesis Kash, it's not an answer. He's asking why it's not Dachinoyam. And he answers because it's Yonoyam. He answered, "The Siyon Noyam." I might have been out of parsha. The Ma'aser seems not the Noyam. One Mishaila that I want before we go weiter. So Talmid Chochem gefragt mir amol. He wanted to ask, "What would be a lady that b'shas nefila she's a nida and she's also a chos isha?" Taisus answers. I'm Magdim. Taisus is answering that by nida is no problem that she will come back a yevama. Because she has to wait anyway for her husband. So it's no chisoron of Dachinoyam. Because Lebailo Nami Tzricho Lehamti. Klerte, I want to be if we have a Yevama, that is a Nido B'Shas Mefila, and she's also a Chois Ishtoi. We say that a Nido is no Nesra. Now you have a Yevama, that B'Shas Mefila, she's a Nido. Nido doesn't make a Nesra. Why? Because she anyway has to wait for her husband. Gradin, at the same time, she's also a Chois Ishtoi. So she's an Elva. After a week, his wife dies. Before Yenin became Ois Nida. So she was anyway waiting for her husband. So we'll say now she'll fall a Yibum or not? Let me mask with the shayl. If it's a Siba, If it's a Raya, so I'm asking, it's not mocking to the Kashuk. We know today that Elva doesn't fall a Yibum. It's only Elfusas. But if it's a Siba, that if it's Noyam, she's getting good. Frank Yemen, now it's Noyam, she's anyway waiting for her husband. What is his answer? Why is Noyam by Nida? Because she anyway is waiting for her husband. What? So because she knows, Taisus never said that something that takes 2 weeks, it's easier for people to wait. Taisus didn't say Yishleimah is Tachinayim. She knows it's only 2 weeks. Doesn't Nishkin Tachinayim. Stop. Most like Taisus says, I would say Balabash. Yishleimah is Tachinayim. Wait 2 weeks, it's not so bad. But Taisus didn't hold it. You could have said such a small. You'll find Taisus Chitzen. You must have that terrence. Taisus by us doesn't say waiting 2 weeks doesn't matter. Waiting a day and then, no, it's also a problem. As I stated Taisus. The only answer is because Mamten is Lebailo. She's anyway waiting. So she doesn't feel. I'm asking about Mrs. Poshet. Says Poshet, Vade that a Vade b'chay gavne will be Nesro. It's a Vade. It's a Vade. Der Bonus Chois, wie zu sagen das Genoi? Wie zu sagen das Genoi? Jeder eine, aber ich bin allein. Aber das ist ja so. Das ist doch mein Neve Bey von der Thesis, von der Ende der Thesis von Kotten Bektanu, ich habe eine Reihe für das. We found a chetinza. Says I need it. It's a bad issue. I'm saying, no, it's no tzad. It's no tzad. Why? If it's totally in darchin loyam, if it's totally in darchin loyam, we say that the zika is beetsam not canceled. Every time you zika could be mischadish later if it's nice. Nefis tiba, we say beetsam zika is no halacha that the zika has to be b'shas nefile. The zika could be mischadish later. No, but it's nishkin loyam, so it's not mischadish. When it's loyam, it's mischadish. Now we said that Avanu Nishta is a Raya. Let me get it from the side of the Tzisiba now. That Be'etzem, Zika could be Mischad HaShleiru, as Ezeb Rebel Chonin said this, that you have to Mosach, if it's in Noyam, it's in Nishke Noyam. Frag the Enem, say, no, it's a Avanu Nishta, and as we learned, good, and a bit of a Zogun, we Zog Ben Arois Klo, for what the Enem is Mishgerecht. In our Mishgar, let me get it to the Omud Beis. Zog Teisus, Oishe Nimtzu Eilemis. I don't have a tzad that is Nesra. I'm going to be close. You still have tzad that is Nesra. Forget that's Nishke Nesra. No, I'm not. It's a bonus choice, and I think Geder Ein is a imek dike avone how to say the pshat in the sugi, though, in the nus choice. Oishe nimtzu eilenis. Lama zantes. The eilenis kit eilenis. What state in the Mishneh? That if the erbe was found that she's a eilenis, so rosso muteres, because she's out. Why she's out? So there's two ways in the Gemara. One way in the Gemara because Ayin is Shalevi Mokim Mitzvah. The Maizeh Rashi and Teis is Hamas Gunar the Mishneh. Hoshim Nimtzu Ayin is the reason she's out because of Mekach Toes. The Ayin is Kiddush Toesem ve Lehoiso Ish Esochi. The Tema de Amrino Lekamon, Kotn ve Ktano, Loi Cholzim ve Loi Meyabim, Rab Meir Dechai Shlem Yute, Ktano Shemot Imotze Ayin is. And Bemele, he's Pugia and Ish Esach. Ve Amai, Tis Yabem Mimon Efshach. Im Eino Ayin is, Shapo Meyabem Midin Yibu. ואפילו מאלן ישנה משאר דלו יויסו איש הסוכים, אתה בי הקידושי, את הרבון, הפאר, זה היה הקידושי, מסתובב. אז איפה הקטייסוס? ואומר רבי נותם דהי בקיבלה עליה, וכי גם למשל ברש בן סוירה. That when he was mekabel, when he married her, that even she's an Islandis, he's masking to marry her, so מצד מקחתו יש לסנור שיילה, זה סתם, זה לא יבו, מה שותה, לפרד לאיילניס. והרב רב אברום בבולגריה בתארץ, ונמצא איילניס בחי הרעך והקפיד. אבל האחר מיסה דילמי מויוקאי הם לא יום אקבי. ולא נהיגר דבאלי קטנה בתספטה, בין בחיי הבעל, בין לאחר מיסה. So we have a סיידיס דיקה מחלקס, רבינו תם את רב אברום מבולגריה. רבינו תם טיינס, that if a lady is fine, אין אני שצמא כך תורס. מילה פרקטר קטנו, why you can't do evil, if she will find out she's a island, היא שצמא כך תורס. So קטנו מרדת את זה ready בחיי האב. בקיבלה עלי, מרד בקיבלה עלי. Rav Avraham Gubaria says no. What steht in the Mishnah that Ayin is as Mekach Toes is only if he found out and he was Makbid. But if he didn't find out and he was Makbid, so Nishtoken, Lashon HaTeis is Nish HaZiklo. He starts, Bechai Ha'av V'Hikpid, Aval Achamisa Dilmi Moyokayim Lo Yom Makbid. I'll just say exactly what is the Dilmi. But what is the Yesoidist Tikam Achleikas Rabbi Lutamid Rav Avraham Bulgaria? Rabbi Nutam Tainas, every lady that has found out that she's an Islandist, it's a Mekach Toes. If I marry a lady and I die, and after 20 years you found out she's an Islandist. So I never married her, it's a Mekach Toes. And Rabbi Avraham Bulgaria says, no, only if I found out that she's an Islandist, and I was upset about it. Vosid alone. So the Ashkofer Rishoino, the Welt Zog Pshat, the Shtet in Shubis Kechav Yankev, is a Wolf of the Beis Halevi. There's two kinds of Mekach Toes. I want to be master. There's one kind of mekach toes, the moshul, a person buys a table. He orders a table, and they send him a chair. Now he decides, chair is also good. He's allowed to leave the chair, or he has to call the company and say, in shul. About he has to call? If he leaves the chair, he's a gun. Even if the chair is worth half price. He never said, a mistake, a chair was sent. He bought a horse, became a cow. He didn't buy it. Avada. If he, and not only that, if he decides that he wants to keep it, he has to make a new kinyan. What would be if he buys a table and it has a lot of scratches, it's shaky? Also, he's allowed to return it. He decides he doesn't want to return it. He has to call them and say, Rabbi Yisrael, it's not shaky, but Etzem, I could return it. I'm deciding I'm not returning it. And only from then he has to pick it up against the Machna Maisa Kinyan, Avada Nish. But if he wants to return it, he has to get back his money. So, what's Gaitzach? Look at the Besalevi. Sidon Mekach Toes, as Sinishkin Mekach. I didn't buy this Chayfetz. But that means you come into a parasha from Mekach Toes. You don't need a Tayyar to tell me I said I'm Musik from Mekach Toes. I bought a house, I didn't buy a car. I didn't buy it. Sidon Nochazach. I buy a Zach and there's a moon. There's a moon that disturbs. And there's a moon that makes the ganze Mekach Mekach Toes. That moon, I have a schus to bet in Mekach Toes. I have a schus to be mevatel the Mekach. But if I'm not mevatel the Mekach is nish bottom. If I'm not mevatel the Mekach is nish bottom. Zog de Welt, Rosh Hashanah im Dach Tzachet das Duch. The first shit that Tosfos learns, Rabbi Nutan learns, O Isha is roi lehoi legilovi. O Isha, that does, cannot have kids, das nish kem freu. The Metzias of an Isha is an Isha that could have kids. An Isha that cannot have kids is not a wife. But mainly, I bought an Isha. Mistake. I knew about it. I didn't know about it. After 5 years, you find out. But mainly, Rabbi Nutam learns, I make a toys. Like Rabbi Nutam, even if he dies and he didn't find out, when we find out that it's an island, it's... Rabbi Avrami Bulgaria learns, no. He married an Isha. An Isha has different sachen, chutz from kids. It's a mum. An Isha that can't have kids, it's a mum. But then Pshat, he has a right to be mevatel the Mekach. But if he doesn't want to be mevatel the Mekach, then Mekach is nishbotel. I want to be mad. But if he this avona, we're saying like this. That v'oimer Rav Avrami Bulgaria, when it's a Mekach Toes, hikid bo b'chai yo'av v'ikpid. Aval ha'achar misa dil mimo yokaim lo yo makpid. So now, not machmas ha'sofek, she's not a Mekach Toes. It's b'teras vada'i nishken Mekach Toes. Because we're not sure if he's makpid or not. If we're sure that he will be makpid, so it means that it's an andozach. Or it's b'libo b'lev kalodo. Why are we not sure that he's makpid on it? That a shaking that everyone gives back. That's the echem nishken table. But a zar that it's nishmuchach that he'll be makpid. B'meil it's a mekach. Just if he's alive and he wants to be machzir the mekach, he has a right to be machzir the mekach. But Kozman is not around. Kozman is not around. The male of the Mekach, Kozman is not the battle of the Mekach is taken his bottle. So we're not reading the Tesis Machmas HaSofik. We're reading the Tesis Machmas HaVadai. Island is time. Rabbi Nutam learns, Island is Andre Chayfetz. Not told if he's Makpid or not. Rabbi Avrami Bulgaria learns, Island is Sazei Ve'amumi. If he wants to be Mevatel the Mekach, he has a schus to be Mevatel the Mekach, but Kozman was not Mevatel the Mekach, so it is Vadai. It's the Loshon HaTesis L'chur Eshver, Dil Meim Hoyo Chayo Yo Makpid. Even if he would be makpid, he didn't do the ma'aseh akpadim. But the pshat said, if it's vada that he'll be makpid, so it's an andere chayfetz, or it's an ansadi b'libo b'lev kolodom, it works. But vada sofek, maybe he's not makpid, so now it's a mekach b'teras vada, not a mekach b'teras sofek. The mile of this hesber is that is meyashev the kashe from the sharamelech. The sharamelech frekdo akashe. Why you can't make Yibum to a cotton, Vaktano? Maybe she will find to be ironist. It's a mute. Even if she's an ironist, you say you're not sure if he's Makpid or not. So Chasfek's fake, so why you can't do Yibum? What? You're not allowed to do Yibum, maybe she's an ironist. Lechure, you could do Yibum. Why? Maybe she's not an islandist and it's okay. And even if she's an islandist, maybe he would be makpid, and the maybe she would not be Eshesach. You have two reasons you could do. The Gemara says not to do Yibum, maybe she's an islandist. Frank the Sharamelech, the Mitzayan in the back, where's the Moker? I forgot, but I go to the back, Mitzayan, Ayn Sharamelech. No. So Frank the Sharamelech has said, why not to do Yibum? Maybe she's an islandist. Say, Frank Tennis is saying, but maybe she's so. Frank the Sharamelech, do Yibum. What is it? Maybe she's an islandist. Say, and the tzad that she's not an islandist, I could do evil. And on the tzad that she is an islandist, maybe my brother would be makpid. Right, then he says maybe he would not be makpid. But maybe he would. And then she's vayda not married to my brother. So I understand that she's not an Eilonist, I could marry her, because she's my brother's wife. I understand that she is an Eilonist, if my brother is Makbid, so she's never married to him, so I could marry her. So I have two reasons that I could marry her. Well, there's two different types. Shalamelech goes, Sveksveke Amisapech, it's busy with you to rule this fully. So two gufim, two anoshim, because one suffix is that she is my wife, and one suffix, that's the Shalamelech's cheshbon. If you were saying, that's the Bichlal Nishkin Kasha. Look, why is it that Shalamelech didn't learn places like us? It's Nishkin Kasha Bichlal. Lefi Rabbi Avraham in Bulgaria, if a person was not dare to say, I'm Makbid, she stays his wife with her Hasvada. So it's only one suffix if she's an Islandist or not. But if she's an Islandist, she's for sure my brother's wife, and I can't do Yibum, I shall take it part of the Islandist. He learned Pshat, no, we have a suffix if the person will be Makbid or not. And the tzadar will be Makbid, it's not a problem. And the tzadar is Nishkin Makbid, it's a Nishkin problem. And we don't know what is the matter. But I'm saying, the way we're learning Tesis, as I is Pashat. It's interesting, in Chidushi Rab Kiva Eger, though, it's mashma taki that he learned Tesis different. It's mashma that he learned like this. It's very big tzoro in Rab Kiva Eger, but dachter, this is what Rab Kiva Eger means. If I rain learn the Rab Kiva Eger. Rab Kiva Eger learned Avada. Mislam Rab Kiva Eger is masking to what we said, that Rabbi Nutam learns, that it's a mekach toys, it's mamish, it's a car. I mean, it's an andor zach. And ich kann freuen. Was hat Rabbi Avraham in Bulgaria? So he says, Rabbi Avraham in Bulgaria says like this. This is mashma Rabbi Kivege. It's totally what is in the head of the person. If he's a person that doesn't want the islandis, so it's like a mekach toys. But if he's not such a person, so it is a mekach toys. So we have to know what kind of type of person he is. Most people, like Rabbi Kivege, don't want islandis. So by him it's mekachtois. But if he's not from that type of people, then he doesn't mind, so she's not a mekachtois. So al pi roiv, he says, it is a mekachtois. Al pi miut, it's not a mekachtois. What? Zog Rab Kiva Eger, Rabbi Razeh, he doesn't understand Tesis Kasha. That be'etzem we don't have to be choshesh to the miut. We could name tzachon that mistomish is a mekachtois. Only the Gemara deer, Kotu v'ktano ein meyadmim, is why? Because Rameir chayish lemiyuta. So Rameir is choshesh, maybe he's from that type of people. But then, Shetan Rav Kiva Eger, what I want to be mighty is ein zach. I want to just masbir. He doesn't masbir genoi, what is the Loshon HaTesis. But what I want to be masbir, we have two ways, the Pshat HaTesis. The first way we're learning is that Rabbi Lutam said, Ayman is a mekachtoy, it's an androfroy. Rav Avraham says, no, it's toli and akpode. Now, Mishal, what means it's toli and akpode? We say toli and akpode means it's a schus to mevater the mekach, and Kozman, he didn't do it, it's stuck in that bottle. And we nitchak in the last line, v'dil me lo yo yo makbi. Then it's not a shayla what the person taka is holding in. The shayla is if he would do the maisa akpode, he would not do the maisa akpode. And as they, al derech acheres is mashman av the miluim, lametes, if kot gimel in the end, look good enough the miluim. The shayla of the person would make a maisa akpode or not. Now we're not claiming what kind of person he is. Mekachtoes is a mekachtoes. Mumim, I have a schus to mevatel the mekach. We don't know if I would do it or not. So we say, Kozman, I didn't do it, it's stuck in that bottle. It's stuck in that bottle. So Melevali Valley didn't do it, it's stuck in that bottle. She said, to be vada, it's kiilu he did it. This is one way to learn the Tesis. This is schus to mevatel the mekach. I'm asking a second. The second malach of Kiva Eger is no. If he's stuck in, I don't know how he's nemon, you have to know how we believe him. If he's that person that is Makbid, she's taking out his wife. And if he's not that person, it is his wife. And now that he died, we don't know what kind of person he was. And we suffix, she's misut. So Azel of Rav Kiva Eger. Today we misut. The Prima Allah says, Kozman, he didn't do the Maisa that he's Mevat of the Mecca. The Mecca is not God, but we're really not very close. Lametes Gimel. He has the Mevat of the Mecca. The Rav Kiva Eger says no. If he's a person that is Makbid, it's taken bottom. And if he's not Makbid, it's not bottom. I said the Dilma, the first shot, the Dilma is a bissel schwer. Tais had to say, Vali was not Mevatel. So we said, if it's Vada that is Mevatel, the medicine is schwer. A minute. Now, so Tais asked the Kasha, Ben Tisefta, Shtei Tlov Nishma, Nim Tzal, Nis Ben Bechai Abal, Ben Lachar Misa. The Tais is Yeshonim, though, want to sit together at Teis Yeshonim in Ois Aleph, he brings a teretz from Rabbi Yankim Mikurbil. The answer, what is the kasha we're asking? The kasha is in our Mishnah state that if she's the Eilenis, it's a Mekach Toes. And we learn in Pshat, we go back to Rabbi Nutam's Mehalach, Mekach Toes means it's not his wife, but Teres Vadai. The kasha is, if it's not his wife, but Teres Vadai, so why you can't do a Yibum to a Kotten Vektano? Mimon of Shach. If she's not an Eilenis, she's a good wife. If she's an Eilenis, she was never married to my brother. As then, Rabbi Avraham Mikurbil came to say that it's a middle matzah, we said two Esberim and Rabbi Avraham Mikurbil. And Rabbi Avraham Mikurbil. Teisus Yeshonim brings the teretz b'shem Rabbi Yaakov Mikurbil. Lama zen good that Teisus Yeshonim and Nois Aleph ashein the teretz from Rabbi Yaakov Mikurbil. The teretz of Rabbi Yaakov Mikurbil, the maide amres, dil me island isi, v'im ken lo ishis ochim. He's asking a kasha, why I can't do Yibum to a Ktano? Because maybe she's an Eilenis. If she's an Eilenis, she will never marry to my brothers. I'm allowed to marry her. Lefi she'ilu ho'yo yo'idea she'i Eilenis lo'i kitcho. Why are you saying it's a Mekach Toes? Because if you would know that she's an Eilenis, you would never marry her. K'mo ikenim ho'yo yo'idea bebiru she'yomus k'she'i Ktano lo'yakbid bezman mu'et kolkach im Eilenis. But if he knows that he will die when she's a little kid, if she's a kid, she anyway cannot have kids. So what difference than to marry an Eilenis or not? Lulitzir has no more kids in the world. So there's no reason not to marry an Eilenis. The whole reason you need a wife that has kids is because you need to bring kids to the world. Now if you know that you're going to die in a year, and you're marrying someone that's 5 years old. So anyway she can't have kids. So no reason not to marry an Eilenis. So even if you know she's an Eilenis, you'll take her. If you will know that you have only one more year, you'll not take her? Why not? Why not to take her? No, we don't. We ask him. So what you're saying it's a Mekach Toes, why? Because if I would know she's an Eilenis, I would not take her. I would know that I would die in a year. It's Chidush Gedolim. Nice, it's a Mekach Toes. I didn't buy that, yeah? A person buys a Shol Lecharisha, yeah? She will know he's dying in a minute. It doesn't make a difference in Lecharisha or not. Well, as long as the gate arrives. I want to say a double rumbling. I mean, so no, come on. Rabbi Meir asked it. The teretz from Rabbi Yaakov Mikurbil. Teisus asks the kasha by your state, if you find out that she's an Eilenis, she was never married and she doesn't part of the tzorah because she's out of the house, Mekach Toes. Like Teisus, why the Gemara says you can't marry a Ketano? Manavshach, on the tzad that she's not an Eilenis, it'll be okay. And the tzad she's an Eilenis, anyway, not married to her brother. Let's give him the kasha for Rabbi Nutam. So Rabbi Nutam said the teretz, Rabbi Avraham Mibulgari said the teretz. So Rabbi Yaakov Mikurbil, dear, if I die when she's a Ketano, so Manavshach, I don't need her. I don't need her for kids, so I don't mind. So b'meila, I will take her even though she's an Eilenis. Ad kan Rabbi Yaakov Mikurbil. So I want to tell you a double nechbot. I heard from the Masas HaMelech, B'chayov, told me Azar Kasha. If this is the pshat, he has a, so what would be an armed mishnah if she died when she's a ketana also? Nimtzo Eilenis Tzorah Seim Mutorois, but if he married her when she was 5 and he died when she's 6, so then Taket Tzorah would be also. Because for 1 year he doesn't mind. And the Mishnah says, doesn't say the age. How do we actually come to say such a terrace? What's the chidushin that if I would know, I would not mind the chidushin? I don't know if I can be kubil. Because the whole reason is because I need kids. If I know I'm dying anyway, I don't mind the chidushin. No, but let's see then. And our Mishnah, which state Mekach Toes, it's only if Take, I married someone old. But if I married a little kid, and she died, I died after a year, so it doesn't make a difference. Tell also from Yaakov Mikurbil. A minute.